BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punches? I was hitting with body punches, and I heard him actually, he was crying in there.
Fight fans, we are back with another immediate reaction. I just wanted to give you guys my immediate reaction. I can't believe that the press conference for the Vladimir Klitschko, Anthony Joshua unification fight that's going to be taking place in April has already began. And we have our first pieces of footage already. We have our face off. We have our head to head. And the reason that I'm excited is because Vladimir Klitschko actually looks like he stands a chance. He actually looks like a fighter compared to the rest of the opponents that Anthony Joshua has been facing. In the head-to-head, they actually look the same size. Now, credit to iFilm London for obviously putting out the press conference and the head-to-head right away. What was interesting to me, when Vladimir started to take off his suit jacket, you could see that his biceps and his forearms were just the same size as Anthony Joshua's, if not bigger. I mean, I wish I was there live to see who is the bigger man in the face-off, the head-to-head. It seems like Vladimir Klitschko's shoulders seem to be inches above Joshua. This is the first time Joshua is starting to look his young age standing next to Vladimir Klitschko. Not to say that Klitschko is old, just to say that Vladimir Klitschko's experience is showing, and it's starting to give me worries. Should we be worried that this Vladimir Klitschko is showing up, one that is enthusiastic about this fight? Could we get a cross of this one with the one that showed up at the Kubat Pulev fight, where he would put on a phenomenal performance? I mean, some are saying that this is one fight too soon for Anthony Joshua, that the experience of Vladimir Klitschko would be too much, that the, you know, ring IQ, all the experience that he's had with all the competition, Emmanuel Stewart being in that corner at one point, it might be too much for the young Anthony Joshua. But some are saying the exact opposite. They're saying that Vladimir Klitschko's on his last leg. This is his last hurrah, and that Anthony Joshua will send him off accordingly, because he's already past this prime, because this is Joshua's time. I don't know. You tell me. Tell me that you've seen this Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko official head-to-head by iFilm London. It's perfect to see these two guys face off. It's great to see Anthony Joshua in with someone who we can consider to be a threat. I don't want to give percentages like 50-50, 60-40, nothing like that. He's in a fight, and he's in a fight with a guy that is his size, that can take his power, probably. Can Joshua take the power of Vladimir Klitschko? That's what we need to know. That's what I want to find out. Loving this face-off. I'm excited. I'm glad. They could have easily waited to promote this next year. Instead, they're striking the iron while it's hot off of Joshua's big win over Eric Molina. What I didn't like is the fact that they were all touchy-feely. A lot of handshakes, a lot of hugs, a lot of talking into the ears of one another and whispering and chummy-chumminess. But we all know that Anthony Joshua gets the business once he dials it in. So let's hopefully see that come fight night, he puts his game face on and it's no more friendship with Vladimir Klitschko. You know, the two of these guys have sparred before, and Joshua's been in the camp with Klitschko on numerous times. So I just don't want them to be too friendly. But let me know your thoughts. Give me your immediate reaction. What did you think? Obviously, there's no number to call today, but you can leave your comments below. Just let us know what you think, and we'll address it on the show Thursday. What the sight in the game, 'cause see the boxing boys.